Now, sometimes there's a news story that stops the entire world in its tracks, such as the discovery of a potato weighing just under 8 kilograms over in New Zealand. Now, my dog weighs about 4.5 kilograms. So I'm just imagining a potato that weighs almost twice what my dog weighs. And I'm very honoured to say that we have the farmer who made the discovery here, Colin Craig Brown, on the line from New Zealand. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. How are you doing?
I am very well. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about the moment where you became aware of this jewel that you had buried in your field.
Yeah, it was a bit like, wasn't quite a jewel. It was a bit like the welcome stranger when that drunken fella was walking home from the pub one night and he kicked something on the side of the road and it turned out to be the biggest gold nugget in the world.
It looks a bit like a gold nugget, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty ugly. we were just tearing out weeds, getting it ready to plant some tomatoes and stuff, you know, for the springtime. And some of them are a bit stubborn, so I got the old hoe out and we're, like, giving it the old slash and burn technique and yanking them out and chucking them in a pile. And hey, presto, I unearthed a bit of this white thing underneath. And I thought to myself, what's this? I said to my wife, Lewis, what's going on? I said, is that a coomera, a sweet potato? Because we grew some coomeras around that area. And it's not coomera. And so I got the garden fork and went to dig him out. And old Doug got speared a bit, but we got him out and gave it the scratch test and, you know, the old taste test. And, you know, if it looks like a spud, it must be a spud, you know.
So you tasted this thing. Were you not concerned it might be some kind of poisonous giant mushroom or alien artifact?
It's not like I took a whole chomp out of it, you know.
Right.
It's just a bit of a scratch and a taste, you know. But, I mean, you know, hey, even if I did, yeah, no, you can spit it out, eh?
It's true. You're a brave man. And what? And then, so had you only seen a tiny bit of it and then you had to extract the entire thing from underneath?
Yep. We saw probably about the size of a margarine container.
Right.
And so both of us got down on our hands and knees and had a bit of a dig around it. And, you know, the big lump turned into a bigger lump and it stretched out. And that's when I said, well, time for the garden fork, dear. And I just, you know, thrust it deep into the earth to get underneath him. And hey, presto, out came Doug, kicking and screaming.
Which is, I'm told, more than a standard sack of potatoes, like a kind of couple of kilo potato sack. How extraordinary. Was it hard to lift? You're a strong bloke, I suspect, Colin.
Oh, no. I'm over 60, mate. But, I'd pick up the odd bobby calf and, you know, the odd sheep, you know. Yeah, it's a fair lump.
You know? Look, if you haven't seen the photos, go and look at the photos because they made the rounds of the entire planet, basically. You've built a cart for Doug the potato.
Yeah. Just once it went silly. Once it went, you know, everybody wanting photos and we had reporters ringing up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning and stuff, you know. I thought, oh, just for a giggle, I'll put old Doug on a cart, you know. He can't get around and enjoy the atmosphere himself, so I'll take him for a walk in the sunshine, you know.
That's so thoughtful. It's bigger than my dog, as I said, so you may as well treat Doug like a pet. So we think this is the biggest potato in the history of the world. What is there a record at stake here?
Yeah, there is. A guy in Nottingham, I think it is, in 2011, seen a picture of him on the Google thing, on that thing they call the interweb.
Yes.
He's 4.9 kilos.
Oh, forget about it. Doug would crush that. Doug would have that potato for breakfast.
Well, yeah, he would, eh? Yeah, when we dug him up, he was 7.9. And then once we washed him down and everything like that, where he got impaled on the garden fork, those wounds started dripping sort of potato juice.
Yes,
and I was hoping
imagine.
That they'd sort of dry out and heal over, but nah, he suffered the terrors of global warming.
Oh.
He's been getting mould growing on him and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, oh, what the hell am I going to do here? I can't, you know, show someone a rotten, mouldy pile of mush and expect to get a world record for it.
Did Doug have to have a haircut?
No. I just did him with a bit of bleach to kill the mould.
Oh, thank goodness.
And bunged him in the fridge. But he kept losing weight. And I thought, oh, this is no good. So straight in the freezer. That's it. You know, no mucking about. In the cryogenic storage unit.
It's a big freezer. I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm sure everyone listening is just planning to head to Hamilton, to where you are in New Zealand, to visit Doug. I mean, is there a way of preserving him for posterity? Because I'm thinking merchandise, I'm thinking, you know, bus tours, you know, replicas.
Well, yeah, bus tours. You see, like, the hole that we extricated him from is still there. And I'm thinking about pegging it off.
Yeah.
And researching the Aztec or the Incas about which god looked after the potatoes and the kumaras and the sweet potatoes and stuff. And I could start up a shrine.
You could, and you probably should.
And,
I mean,
and have bus tours, yeah.
The thing that most about this remarkable story, Colin, of the blessing you found, is that you didn't even have any potatoes in the area. Where did it come from? Was it just from the potato god?
It would be from, you know, like, I sort of move things around a bit, you know, in this, lettuces in this patch and tomatoes in that patch and move them around. And a couple of years ago, I did have potatoes in that area. So I'm picking these just a tiny little, you know, those little baby seed things that you miss when you're digging them up.
Yeah.
And it's just kept on going.
How remarkable.
You know? And we didn't have heavy enough frosts to, like, kill it. And he's just kept growing happily, you know, in the quiet, you know, of the weeds.
The little potato that could. Now, I've heard rumours, finally, Colin, that there's plans to potentially turn Doug into vodka, and I'm just saying,
if there's any way you can
preserve Doug and have vodka from other potatoes, I want to clasp my eyes on this potato at some point. I don't know if that's even possible to preserve it for that long, but
he could stay in the freezer for just about ever.
Let's hope.
You know,
let's hope you can figure something out.
How could I have a wake for him and toast him? You know, with his own vodka.
Oh, and there's some good vodka in New Zealand that I've had too. Well, look, what a blessing, not just for you and not for just New Zealand, but for the whole planet. We needed something to cheer us up at this point. It's been a rough few years. And, Colin, I'm so touched that you made the time to speak to us as the custodian of Doug the Potato. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll keep an eye on what you're up to in the weeks ahead as the plans evolve.
Yeah. And, you know, and after all, when it's all said and done and the game's all over, it's been fun.